listening than talking.
That's a kind of ripping off.
One world.
Whoa, whoa, it's our world.
Yeah. Hey, this week in Waukesha continues, and those are my good friends, Todd Rundgren and Utopia, giving us some One World. Hey, before I introduce my next guest, I wanted to give a big shout out to 11th District Alder Person Alicia Helbenslaven, who's here in the studio, the mobile offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And Alicia was very instrumental in delivering these wonderful guests on her show. That includes U.S. Congressional candidate Mike Van Sumeren, Assemblywoman and candidate for Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. And now my third guest is a candidate for state representative as well. She was on the show a couple times. First time she was on, she was running for our Waukesha School Board and unfortunately did not win, much to the regret of many Waukesha residents like myself. But she's here now continuing the fight and trying to represent us at the state level. Sarah Harrison, say hello to Waukesha.
Hello, Waukesha.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day. We got lots of sunshine and lots of people out here at the farmers market.
So you are on our inaugural broadcast. And for those of you who don't know, the offices of former Alderman Don Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios, at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Humans Park, where we're proud to recognize our suffragette heritage here in Waukesha. And so, Sarah, you are also on our inaugural broadcast at the Farmers Market here back in June. What has happened so far in your campaign? What are some of the strides you've made?
We have had a lot of progress, a lot of excitement going on behind our campaign. Sarah Rodriguez is currently in the seat that I am running for, and she is so fantastic, and I'm hoping to continue a lot of the great things she's doing. I will say, in our first financial reporting cycle, we had over 200 individual donors who
Terrific.
Wanted to see us fighting the good fight and continuing to do that good work.
And I know from my own experience, that's a lot for a campaign, so especially for a first-time candidate for state assembly.
Yep.
So, like to hear that. And could you reiterate, if you don't mind, just kind of your party piece or your elevator pitch. Like, what do you stand for, and what are we looking to change? We know you're big on education.
I am indeed. Yes. Well, first and foremost, the most important thing to know about me is that I am the mother to two wonderful humans, and I want to make sure we leave Wisconsin and the world at large a better place than we found it for those great young humans that are in my life. And, you know, the others are okay, too, but mostly for my... No, I'm kidding. The things that I'm really focused on trying to deliver for the people of Wisconsin is returning reproductive rights to the people, which have been taken away by the Supreme Court and by our state legislature at this point by not overturning a law from 1849. So that's number one. Number two is really to make sure that we're continuing to embrace and support our local economy through things that we can do as a state, such as the Main Street Bounce Back grants that Tony Evers did, such as using some of the excess funds that we have to help local communities fund things as well. So that's number two. And then when we talk about number three, it's really about continuing to support our strong education system. We are number eight in the country when we look at Wisconsin in terms of quality of education, but it's not going to continue if we don't fund those programs and continue to make sure we have a strong public education system.
Sure, sure, like that. So, and what about on the economic development front? Because, you know, that's always, you know, front and center with a lot of our voters.
Yes.
What are some of your ideas for building our state's economy?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the things that I'm hearing as I'm out talking to some folks, I'm talking to people who are involved with the local government, but also talking to, you know, citizens at large. People want to have a little more funding from the state to determine what we can do with that at the local level. If the local level needs more funding in their, you know, public safety programs or in their educational programs, whatever it may be, to give them a little bit more latitude to use that dollar as is most important in their area. And we do have a surplus in our budget right now. We should be supporting these communities and the systems that serve us well.
That sounds great. I appreciate that. And I apologize if I look distracted. Pete Pekarsky just came into the mobile office here. So Pete will go on next. Hello, Peter. So we're talking about economic development. We're talking about women's rights. We're talking about education. Your predecessor, now our candidate for Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez, has also been big on health care.
Absolutely.
So what are some of your specific positions on that and how you hope to improve health care for our Wisconsin residents?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, affordable, accessible health care is a human right, and it's not something that should be reserved for folks who have the money to afford it. So that's a human right, and we need to make sure that it's around and that we're able to bring that into all communities, all types of folks. And within our specific area, so District 13 now with the new maps is Brookfield, Elm Grove, and a little scoop of Wauwatosa, as I like to call it.
Your work cut out for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do indeed. Within that area, I think things that people want to continue to see are, things such as when we had the pandemic, having accessibility to the COVID vaccine, having places they can go that have public services available, that are easy to find, easy to access, and don't require you to have deep pockets.
Sounds great. I like that. And, one thing I can share with you, too, my experiences in city council was that having good relationships with our state representatives was really important to our efforts at the city level. Like Scott Allen was always in good communication with the city and with myself, and a person from the other side of the aisle that really engages well with others. And so how do you plan on engaging our local leaders and building a better Wisconsin?
Oh, that's a great question. So I have already been in touch with some of the alders in the Brookfield area, and of course I am well-versed in the town of Brookfield, which is where I live, which is part of the Waukesha School District, but I also have been getting more involved in having some conversations with folks in the Elm Brook School District and understanding that leadership and some of the challenges they face. Some of them are very similar and some are a little different because you get two different communities there. But really, I mean, getting on the phone and actually just talking to people. I know it sounds simplistic, but it's a step that you got to do, and I think a lot of people, unfortunately, don't always do it.
No, they don't. And that's another story. But my state rep is invisible, but that's another. we'll talk about that in another time. But and Sarah, you live here in Waukesha. Again, your kids are in Waukesha schools. What is your message to Waukesha's nonpartisan community on why they should take a chance? Well, they're not in your district, though, are they?
No. Okay, so I actually live in town of Brookfield, but it's Waukesha School District. Yep. It's a confusing little slice there.
But same thing. Okay, so but in Brookfield, in the heart of that district, how do you hit that center? Because, your other guests are talking about how the center is just not represented here.
Right.
Hi, Norm. And Norm Bruce just walked by. What's your message to those people on why they should take a chance on Sarah Harrison?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, folks in the center and folks who are more on the left agree on a lot of things. For example, most people do agree that we should have those basic reproductive rights and the right to choose. My opponents do not support that. I do. One of the things that you will see both of, there are two Republicans and they're in a primary, but you will see both of them speaking about casting doubt on the 2020 election when we know that it was legitimate. I was personally one of the recall observers, and so I sat next to my Republican counterpart and we watched them count it, and I mean I was physically there. We know it was legit. They're both leaning into that big lie. I am not going to take you down a conspiracy theory rabbit hole. And honestly, I grew up in Iowa. I've lived in Waukesha County for a long time. I am not like, some coastal elite kind of person, which I don't think really exists anyway, but I'm a pretty down-to-earth person that if you want to know if you can trust me and if we're on the same side, call me.
That's
go on my website.
Yeah, right on.
That's perfect. Hey, Johnny, you have a question for Sarah?
You know, I just had one question here. You're meeting with a lot of people on the street and pressing the flesh and that kind of thing. Is there one topic maybe that just is really super irritating to them?
Something that's irritating to them. There's a couple of things that I'm hearing. One, people are frustrated about inflation, and of course they are. And we have to do everything that we can to help support folks, whether it's things like Main Street Bounce Back, which helps support our local businesses, or providing some tax relief for our middle class.
Love
that's
it.
Another
there
thing
you go.
Great. Okay.
That we need to do.
Hey, Sarah Harrison, thanks again for joining us again. Stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues with Pete Prekarski. Don't go away.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Sarah. Great segment.
Sarah, great job. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thank you. Yeah.